Everyone, welcome to the Tech Rundown podcast. This is my first episode where I film out in the wild. So if you're hearing that, that sounds like birds chirping. You know, we got a little bit of traffic driving by here. So it's new, it's different. Get with it. I'm kidding. It's spring here in DC, and you may notice if you're watching the video online, you're going to see some beautiful, beautiful flowers in the neighborhood as we celebrated peak bloom last week. So let's get into today's tech talk with the latest on what I'm watching in the tech space, starting with the biggest news this week. Congratulations to NASA, by the way, on their Artemis II moon mission, which launched from Florida's John F. Kennedy Space Center on Wednesday afternoon. Among the four astronauts, the first woman, the first person of color, and the first Canadian. It's the first human moon mission in more than half a century. The mission is expected to last for 10 days. And since we last spoke, also a lot has happened in terms of OpenAI and Sora, the text-to-video model and social media app developed by OpenAI that was launched last year, is now shutting down. According to CNN, Sam Altman discussed the decision on a tech podcast known as Mostly Human, saying that right now the company is concentrating their efforts on researchers and other things happening on X, Sora official app, as well at Sora official app, the company adding that they'll share more soon, including timelines for the app and how to preserve your work. So definitely something to watch there as well. And right now, the Department of Labor has announced that they have signed an agreement with the National Science Foundation to collaborate on initiatives to equip Americans with knowledge and skills to succeed in an AI-driven economy. Support strategies that prepare workers for transitions and opportunities that involve AI adoption, and they'll conduct new research on how AI is transforming labor markets, job requirements, and economic outcomes. Also, starting this month, we know that also the Office of Personnel Management has announced they're launching a government-wide hiring push to recruit project management talent across federal agencies. They say this will help them to close critical skills gaps in the federal government sector. The White House also announced a Gen Z hiring push this week. The website to apply is earlycareers.gov for the Gen Zs. Very interesting. And lastly, I just want to give a special shout out to the National Fair Housing Alliance for having me at their AI symposium this week. If you missed that, where I talked about what I learned at that symposium, you can head to my website right now, www.annalisagale.com/blog. I met so many wonderful individuals who are excited about AI, learning about AI, all things that I am trying to do and share here on this podcast. For now, you can follow me for more details on tech and other things at Annalisa Gale on YouTube or whatever other social media platform you prefer. I'm pretty much on most of them. Thanks so much. Have a great one.